All right, I'm here joined with head men's basketball coach and athletic director at Iowa Lakes, and Coach Larson. Just an incredible honor to have one of your men's basketball players, Justin Brookings, named Male Athlete of the Year for the Iowa Community College Athletic Conference, and just a tremendous honor. You know, what are some of your initial thoughts?
Well, you know, obviously we knew he was one of the three finalists, and I thought when he was one of the three finalists, Ashley, I thought that was a tremendous accomplishment just in among itself. And then for him to be honored with the Male Athlete of the Year award, I mean, there's 15 of us that compete in sport in some capacity in the ICCAC, and there's numerous teams. And you think about all the male athletes on all those teams, and for him to be signaled out as the best male athlete in the ICCAC is really humbling, and it's a tremendous prestigious accomplishment or award for Justin.
Yeah, absolutely. Just so proud of Justin. And, you know, Justin, just a great kid. I mean, talk to us about some of his attributes. You know, he was very involved in the community. He, you know, was a hard worker on campus. He was helping, you know, in many different areas on campus. So, you know, just talk to us a little bit, you know, about his attributes.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, you know, he took his academics seriously. He was willing to do the work, and he's a good student. And so, you know, that allowed him to receive the Division I scholarship at Western Illinois just as much as the basketball did, was the fact that he's a good student. You know, so he definitely took care of the classroom, and he was even within that capacity. You know, if he saw a teammate struggle in a class, or if a teammate wasn't taking care of business academically, Justin wasn't afraid to say something to that teammate. He wasn't afraid to show that teammate what it took and what it looked like to become a good student athlete. And so I think that was, you know, academically he was spot on. You know, basketball, he did an awesome job of just working hard. I mean, he's when you say gym rat, he's a gym rat. I mean, he is in the gym all the time and working on his craft, working on his skill. He also does a very good job of taking care of his body. I mean, we played him a lot of minutes, and he's a smaller guy. So, I mean, and our league is super physical, and he took the abuse of the league and just kept it ticking and kept coming at people. So, you know, basketball wise, he worked on his skill. He took care of his body. He got up in the weight room and lifted hard, and all those things resulted in having an outstanding year basketball wise. And you know, we've already talked numerous times about all his honors and awards and stuff, but it's just amazing how all those have been. And then, like you were mentioning, he did a really nice job within our community. I mean, there was a lot of little kids that he'd help with some basketball lessons and those sort of things. And being around when youth practice would come in and use the college gym, he'd always be willing to you know, come around and help and those sort of things. And then, and then when we went out of into the community as a team, he was always willing and stepped up. And whether that was, you know, raking yards or helping people move, or, you know, helping friends of Fort Defiance move picnic tables, that sort of stuff. I mean, he was just always willing to help and always willing to give the community of Estherville.
Yeah. Yeah. And talk to us a little bit, you know, about just, you know, what an impact he made on your team, you know, and how he was able to do that. You know, and, you know, obviously many awards. I mean, he was a first team NJCAA All-American, and he was a co-player of the year in the conference. You know, what did he mean to Iowa Lakes, and, you know, how was he able to be successful at Iowa Lakes?
Sure. Well, he meant a lot to our program. You know, I mean, we were 26-6 and finished the year ranked 10th, and a lot of that had to do with him. You know, we always joked around as the staff because of how hard he'd worked. Like I had mentioned before, he just had a couple of moments where we called it video game mode, where he would just get hot, and it was like as a kid playing a video game, a basketball video game, where he just wouldn't miss. And, you know, I can think of, you know, finally look back on the season, three or four games where, you know, we needed plays to be made down the stretch of games, and he just said, give me the ball and let me go to work, and he'd make those plays. So just as his leadership, his overall leadership, his work ethic, his character, you know, all those things were just very instrumental for our program this past year. And my hope is, you know, we return a really good nucleus next year as well, but, you know, we return five or six guys, and I'm hoping that all of them realize, because they know how hard JB worked, and I'm hoping that they can that those young men can see that and can even increase how hard they work and put in the time that he, as much time as he did, to become successful players and successful students, and then see the results on the other end and the successes on the other end. One, with some of these awards, but then secondly, getting to play at the highest level, getting to play scholarship basketball, Division I scholarship basketball. I'm hoping that that is a really good role model, and I believe that it is for our returners.
Absolutely. Well, an incredible honor, obviously, for you too, Coach, and the program, and JB, and Iowa Lakes as a whole. So thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Ash. I appreciate it.